Youth is the time when we have generally our most health and strength. Death seems far away, and to enjoy ourselves in this life seems to be everything. Youth is the time when most people have few earthly cares or anxieties to take up their attention, and all these things help to make young men think of nothing except pleasure. I serve lusts and pleasures. That is the true answer many a young man should give if asked, "Whose servant are you?" Young men, time would not permit me to tell you all the fruits this love of pleasure produces, and all the ways in which it may do you harm. Why should I speak of carousing, partying, drinking, gambling, movie-going, dancing, and the like? There are few to be found who don't know something of these things by bitter experience. And these are only instances. All things that give a feeling of excitement for the time, all things that drown thought and keep the mind in a constant whirl, all things that please the senses and delight the flesh. These are the sort of things that have mighty power at your time of life, and they owe their power to the love of pleasure. Be on your guard. Do not be like those of whom Paul speaks, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 4. Remember what I say. If you would cling to earthly pleasures, these are the things which murder souls. There is no surer way to get a seared conscience and a hard heart towards the things of God than to give way to the desires of the flesh and mind. It seems like nothing at first, but it tells in the long run. Consider what Peter says. Abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11. They destroy the soul's peace, break down its strength, lead it into captivity, and make it a slave. Consider what Paul says. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. Sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed. Colossians chapter 3, verse 5. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Galatians chapter 5, verse 24. Once the body was a perfect home for a soul. Now it is all corrupt and disordered, and needs constant watching. It is a burden to the soul, not a helper, a hindrance, not an assistance. It may become a useful servant, but it is always a bad master. Consider again the words of Paul. Clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Romans chapter 13, verse 14. These, says Leighton, are the words, the very reading of which gave Augustine a great conviction of heart, causing an immoral young man to be turned into a faithful servant of Jesus Christ. Young men, I wish this might be the case with all of you. Remember, again, if you cling to earthly pleasures...